Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Robot Tech. My name is Scottersloan5. Today, of course, we have Beskar Snake, a co-host. He comes here every once in a while, every month, hopefully. We talk about video game topics, and different topics every month. It's great. How are you? What is new? What's been on Beskar Snake's radar? Have you played Backyard Baseball yet?
I actually have not. Sadly.
What is wrong with you?
How much time do you have? We only have an hour.
We do.
But if you want to get into that, we're going to need
a different podcast for that.
For a long time.
That's okay. I didn't either. So, by the way, they are releasing the other Backyard series. I don't know if you saw that. So they have hockey. Yep. They have basketball, which who cares about that? Soccer, that one's always cool, and all of them pretty much. So I mean, but we just care about baseball, soccer, and for me at least hockey. So and football. Forgot about football. Yes, how could I forget about football? Anyways, what have you been playing within the last month?
A little bit of Company of Heroes 3, going back to some old Mega Man games, of course a sprinkling of some Metal Gear Solid in there somewhere, nothing crazy and outrageous, but just having some fun with plenty of games as always, you know, just living it up. Playing a little bit of NCAA still, of course, on occasion. So, you know, still got the college football season running along pretty quickly here. So
still gonna get it. I should get it because you know. But yeah,
it's okay. Yeah, just kind of as always, a big old hodgepodge of playing a whole bunch of things here, there, and everywhere. So.
Fantastic.
How about yourself? What you've been playing?
Trackmania for 35 days straight. So,
checks out.
I just had a little challenge that I had and played track of the day and for 35 days straight and I choked. So I think I mentioned this. When you do track of the day, you get thrown into a division around pretty much your time that you've gotten. So like, say I got a minute. And you got a minute and 2 seconds. Usually it's like 1 or 2 seconds. And then you'll be in my division. Whatever. And then there'll be knockout rounds. I got second place in like 3 times. And I was so livid. I'm so livid. I mean, it definitely got me. I feel like playing Trackmania every day for 35 days was definitely stepped up my performance in the game. What else have I been playing? Oh, I finished Resident Evil 2, which I was fairly disappointed on at the conclusion of it. I just played Leon's, so there's two stories of Resident Evil 2. There's Leon's story, and then there's Claire's story. So I just finished Leon, because Leon is the best. And now I just started Claire, so, we'll see how that goes. Maybe it would be a better ending seeing both of their stories combined. There was, without spoiling that, although I'm sure I can at this point, there was one moment that I'm like, oh my god, that was crazy. But that's about it. Like, I don't know. I was just hoping for a better ending for that game. It's okay, though. And then a lot of spooky games at Dredge. I don't know if I mentioned that last podcast. I don't know anymore. Yeah, it's a H.P. Lovecraft horror fishing game. There is also dolphins and whales, and it's my kind of jam. It's gorgeous. It's very well done. You get sucked into that game so much, it's ridiculous. Playing some Dark Souls, Bloodborne, and all this other Soulsborne games, and just as yesterday, I am now officially going to play 12 hours of Bloodborne. buckle up for that. No, nothing too exciting. Just, yeah. I'm just glad I finished Resident Evil 2. That was fun.
I still find it kind of funny that, you know, I loved Bloodborne when it came out. I haven't played it in a while, but that I accidentally beat that game. I won't explain how, because it could kind of spoil some things for you or somebody else. But yeah, I accidentally beat that game the first time that
I
beat
it. Did you do a Boba skip?
No. It was a... It's something within the game itself. It was not an exploit. It was not a...
Yeah.
But I did something, and credits. It wasn't a glitch. It wasn't a exploit. It wasn't a cheat code. It was, you know, I didn't have a game shark or something.
That's a blast from the past. Good God.
Right? I accidentally beat that game the first time I did it, and then I went back and did it a different way, but...
Oh, I also played Chained Together. Good God. I just played that recently. That definitely tests your friendships, for sure.
I fully believe
it. But it was really actually funny. It worked out. We're still friends, to my knowledge. I'm just kidding. No. It's I gotta pick up Backyard Baseball and Backyard. I mean, I have them. I could just play them at any time. But you know, it's easier to. It doesn't crash. It doesn't probably crash my computer if I play it from my CDs. So.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, that's great. So, as I mentioned, we talk about video game topics too. So we kind of start off with just catching up on what we do last month. And now we switch it. This is the switch over part. We talk about video game topics for like the rest of the 40 minutes now. And so this month's topic would be a game collection, and like what collector's edition or special edition physical items that you get via like this, and little things that's a collector's edition that you get in the mail. Remember like in GameStop and stuff like that? Remember those days? Yeah. So we're gonna talk about that.
Yep.
So, I don't know how we're going to kick this off, honestly. I think I have, like, a good question. What makes you determine, like, why would you want to spend, like, because some of these are, like, $100+. They're not cheap. So what makes your determination on, like, you buying one in your case?
Two main factors.
Yeah.
This is a very easy question for me because as we'll go over here in a little bit, I used to have a problem, I swear. but one is, do I like the franchise?
Yeah.
You know, there have definitely been games that I have bought a collector's edition before I knew that I liked the franchise or the game, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But number two, and the most important thing, is cool physical crap.
Yeah.
So many collector's editions now, you get in-game cosmetics, you get a gold gun, you get an outfit that you're going to wear once, and then it's going to be better, you know, you're going to get something better within the first 30 seconds. You get some pre-order, you know, weapon, like a sword or something in a, let's just throw an example out there. I don't know if this is true or not, but like Diablo, you get a sword. Well, after the first section, you've already picked up a weapon that's better than that, so you'll never touch it again, you know. For me personally, it's cool physical crap.
Yeah.
Like I love physical items with games. I've got a whole bunch here. still, and I'm certain I have some elsewhere that I've misplaced or something like that. But I will let you answer the question of what might entice you more so to buy a collector's edition of something.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking about it. I guess we also should cover non-physical things as well. But let's start with physical. I'd say, yeah, well, I do want to say non-physical though. is do I love the game a lot? The Stanley Parable. Yes, I do. It's my number three favorite game. So yes, I will. But reasonable pricing. So let's just say it did come with. Let's just see. I'm gonna reference the real thing live. It came with this lovely box. I don't know why the art is not. I think with something to do with something. But this is the indie box. They're not existing anymore, sadly. But now 8-bit exists. But yeah, physical copy. I think it came with a tie. It came with a mouse pad. I think this was like $60. I don't remember. I didn't care. I just threw money at it. valuable price, right? I mean, when 8-bit did release their version of the collector's edition physical copy, I spent everything. I bought everything, and I could not. And I spent way more than I should have, but I'm like, you know what?
We don't need to talk about
this. I don't care.
We don't need to talk about cost.
Look, as long as you're happy about it, like, there is, I will say, I didn't buy the BioShock Infinite Collector's Edition, and that's my number one favorite game, because
you didn't want to waste your money.
It's the statue, I felt, was like, again, the price for what you came with it didn't really overcome the price of what I wanted to pay. I bought Resident Evil 4 Remastered Collector's Edition. It came with a statue. That statue looks freaking amazing. It's Leon Kennedy. Of course I'm going to spend the kind of money I think is like, yeah. But I think play what you like, if you're going to like what's inside of it and the cost of it. And of course that makes you happy. It's at the end of the day, it's just going to sit. It's literally sitting over there collecting dust right now. I mean, it is in the box, but it's sitting over there collecting dust for 100. Again, I don't know how much, a lot of money. But it made me happy. I will die with holding Leon Kennedy and all the other killers records that I have. I don't care. I just needed it in my life to make me happy. And it came with like a cloth, a steel book. And obviously I wanted the physical copy of the game. I want physical copies. I want discs in my hand to hold and decompose into the ground a million years from now. I want that. Especially, you know, I grew up with playing Resident Evil 4 with the physical copy in Resident Evil 4 and the GameCube. So yeah, cost, and if it's worth the value of what's in there. And for me, at least, the games that I would play a lot of. And yeah, that's a lot. I'm sorry.
This is no object.
Yeah, it's just money. It just grows on trees, right? Exactly. I just get paid next week.
It is literally paper.
I mean, if I'm in debt, that's no. It's fine. I'm joking. Don't go into debt for the for stuff, by the way. No. But yeah. You know, maybe save up for it, spend the money, and depending on how much worth it is for you. So there's that. Oh, what about like non-physical items for you?
For me, I have, as far as I can recall, and I could be wrong on this, there may be something that I'm missing. I can't think of any time that I have been swayed to buy a collector's edition due to non-physical stuff. Mm-hmm. Like one of the collector's editions that I bought, which you used to be able to see the box sitting over there, but we had to move some stuff around and everything. The Borderlands 3 collector's edition came with a big loot crate. It looked like one of the crates in the game.
Thank you for reminding me of that. Thank you. Yeah, go on.
And you know, it had statues and it has a map and it has a model and it has just some other little bits and bobs and stuff. One of the non-physical items that was a benefit was the season pass for the DLC. Now, I didn't buy the collector's edition just to get the season pass. You can always spend your money on the season pass later, but that did come along with it. So it's a nice addition to have, but for me, it was getting that chest, that loot chest, mm-hmm. and the other stuff in it. Fallout 4, I got a Pip-Boy. You know, it's sitting right there. It's hard, you can't see it, but it's right there.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that came with a season pass of sorts to get DLC for Fallout 4. I had played Fallout 3 a lot. I knew I liked Fallout. I'd put a ton of hours into Fallout 3. I had a very strong feeling that I was going to like Fallout 4. You know, so I wanted that Pip-Boy. I wanted, it was a nice addition to get that free included DLC. It's not free, obviously. They factored that into the cost of the collector's edition. But yeah, I can say for me personally, there hasn't been a time. No, I take that. No, that, I'm sorry. That, nope. I'm flip-flopping. I'm mixing up pre-ordering with collector's editions. Because mm-hmm. there have definitely been pre-orders that I've done, maybe to get into like a multiplayer beta or something like that. But that is separate from collector's editions. Because there are definitely games that I pre-ordered the standard edition to get into the beta, but I didn't get the collector's edition for them. So that's a different subject and a different tangent there. But yeah, I'm trying to rack my brain and I cannot think of a single time where they announced, you know, Metal Gear Solid 2, you get the boss's Patriot rifle from Metal Gear Solid 3 in Metal Gear Solid 2 if you buy the collector's edition or something. You know, it just there hasn't been anything like that for me personally that has been it's incentive enough to go and buy the upgraded edition. Mm-hmm. But that's me. There's a lot of people I know that do like that digital content, you know, maybe like a digital art book or a digital soundtrack or something like that, that have enticed people to get to purchase a higher tier edition of a game.
Yeah.
So I field the question back to you if there is
a difference. I just bought the collector edition of Planet Coaster 2. They had me. I mean, they literally, if you look at it, check it out, because they literally screened Planet Roller Coaster Tycoon 1 coasters into this item. So I was like, well, guess I'm buying the more expensive one. And that game is really good playability for me, because like I sunk so many hours. It took me like an hour or two to even do one coaster, the scenery and how it looks and stuff. But yeah, I think it really depends on, again, we'll go back to what you're looking for. Again, how many is it worthwhile for you? Again, I probably haven't bought something like that for, I don't even know how long. Anyways, what?
I did think of one time where I was too late to pre-ordering it. But there was one time where there was a digital incentive. It was tied to a physical incentive. And you might remember the game. You had told me about it, but it was a city builder, like a city building game. And it looked a little more old school and everything, but they had a Kickstarter or, you know, Indiegogo, whatever it was, whichever platform they were on. They had a tier where you could design a building to be put in the game.
Yeah,
I don't know if you remember that or not. This was 5 years ago or something. I cannot remember what it was called for the life of me.
I think City Towns or something.
Something along those lines. But I remember I contacted them because I thought about it too late. And I said, is there any chance of getting this tier still? And they said, unfortunately, not. So I missed out on it. But you also got a physical... if I had gotten into that tier, you also got a physical model of that building you created sent to you as well. That is one example of a game where I was enticed by a digital incentive, but I never ended up buying that level because I had missed out on the campaign for it. I cannot remember.
Is it New City?
That might be it. That very well could be it. That sounds right.
Yeah. New City.
New City game. Yeah. Yep. That would be it. Yeah, that was the one that I wanted to I wanted to get into that tier of the game, but I missed out on it and just didn't contact them fast enough to get in there. So sadly, I missed out on that. But a good example versus the boatload of physical games that we'll talk about in a little bit.
I couldn't pass it up when Planet Coaster. I was just like, damn it. I'll do it because literally slapped. These are the things from Roller Coaster Tycoon. I'm like, God dang it. Anyways. What is your favorite thing, physical thing that you have?
That's tough. Because we're running a gambit here.
Yeah.
We're running from... the Modern Warfare 2 night vision goggles that I have sitting in that closet right there, all the way up to my Sephiroth statue, which I know I've pointed out before. I think I showed him on podcast one time because he was sitting right here before I got that shelf. It's got to be the Sephiroth statue. It just has to be. I mean, I've got a couple that I picked up just the other day from my parents' house. Were I had Assassin's Creed 2. I have an Ezio Auditore statue. Uncharted 3. That statue looks really good. Uncharted 4, I got the statue over there. Metal Gear Solid 5, I have the hand. Metal Gear Rising Revengeance, I have a lamp. There's so much. So many things. And not even just collector's editions of games, but collector's editions of strategy guides, too.
Nice.
Went on a little kick for some of these, but Metal Gear Solid 4.
I will buy those. Love it. I will buy those if they are... Because I have, I think, two... BioShock Infinite ones, because I was like,
look at that beautiful man.
At least I wanted something. Oh, you know, of course I got little things that this is broken, but little things like this, it's like pretty much at the rate that I'm spending for books, art books, and this little figure that at least I like, even though it broke.
But yeah, like
I could still fix it, but you know what I mean.
I got the Battlefield 3 Collector's Edition strategy guide because it was this thick, and I thought it was cool. The Skyrim hardback Collector's Edition book. Huh?
Nothing. Oh. Sorry, my webcam's freaking out.
Oh, you didn't know your face has just always been blurry?
Well, I gotta go. It's getting late. Gonna find a new co-host.
Thank goodness. That's all it took.
Co-host.
Whew, thank goodness. Hey, I'll see you guys in the next bye. Good luck.
Damn, there's no free co-host that I don't pay. You're stuck.
But no, I mean, like I said, there was a stint there where there was a lot of games coming out that I got their collector's editions for, and I wanted them very badly, and I never bought one that I couldn't afford. But you know, there were some that I missed out on that I was like, oh man, that stinks. I'm sad that I missed out on that. But hey, you know, it is what it is. It's not a huge, it's not, I still was able to get the game. I was still able to get things done, for getting the ones that I wanted. But, yeah, no, I mean, like I said, for me, it's mostly physical stuff. Like I said, a lot of the statues on there are from the physical, releases of games. Metal Gear Solid Delta, the Metal Gear Solid 3 remake, that one I was able to confirm a pre-order of the collector's edition because, well, I know it's become a joke at this point, but I love the series. You know, I already know I'm going to buy that game, and I really want that collector's edition. And I went through the seven circles to finally get one, to secure one. And, yeah, so I mean, it's, you know, I'm not taking a gamble on something that I don't know about. Yes, technically, I don't know how much they're going to have changed from the original. They said it's the same story and everything, but who knows? Maybe I'll get it and the gameplay will be terrible. I don't think so. I think I'm still going to love it, but I'm willing to take that risk for a collector's edition of my favorite series of all time.
And I probably will be. Would.
Well, you wouldn't know since you haven't finished them.
Got him.
To pick one is difficult, but I would probably have to say the Sephiroth statue. The big reason why there is not a shelf in between there and there's that shelf sitting there is because the Sephiroth statue is too tall for that bookshelf. So I had to leave one of the shelves out so it could fit in that space. Yeah. I mean, it's just imposing and it's awesome and I love it. And I'm so happy I was able to get one. When it came in, I was beyond giddy about it.
Yeah. And, you know, again, I think it comes down to, again, like, for me, we're just showing off, even though it sucks for podcast listeners, but, you know, stuff like...
I forgot about those.
I'm showing off a collectible coin set by Super Mario that is the 3DS, 3 Nintendo Switch stuff, where it came out Super Mario 64, Super Mario Sunshine, and Super Mario Galaxy, and there's these, like, coins, like, stuff like... Yep. That, like, yeah, I love... I only played Super Mario 64. And I played a little bit of Sunshine, but it was just, like, a glance of it when I was younger. Not too much, like, into it. And I was like, you know what? I'll buy it. And, yeah, it just depends on how much you like it, how much you... Again, it's like, that's probably the only thing I would ever bought from that. And that's it. It's like, because I'm not obsessed... I love Mario. Who doesn't? But... I'm not going to go shell out in thousands and decorate the background of Super Mario 64. So,
I will. I have an answer for you. Bowser. I don't.
yeah.
Bowser does not love Mario.
Yeah, that's true.
Just saying. I don't think
Yeah.
Wario does either, but that's iffy.
Yeah. Yeah, it just really depends on what you like, what you're happy about, what you're, again, I guess money, yes, isn't an issue, but at least think
I
about
say
it,
that. I
like
say
think
that.
about it, and then
Yeah.
if it's like, okay, it's worth my value, I'm gonna spend it.
Yeah, I say that jokingly, of course. If the decision is, collector's edition of a game or a loaf of bread to eat this week, get used to your stomach grumbling because you should still go with the collector's edition.
Right.
But, you can try to nibble some of the, packaging or something to make up the
Right.
deficiency for the
Yeah,
bread,
yeah.
but yeah, obviously don't buy anything outside of your means. Don't buy something just to buy it. Yeah, if you have the ability to buy it without it negatively affecting your life, that is definitely a real factor and something that you should absolutely take into consideration. But yeah, if you have, the excess money for it, if you've budgeted for that expense,
Do it.
why not treat yourself every once in a
Do
while?
it. Do it. Do it. It's, there he is. Do it.
Is that risk?
Do it.
I have a Steam Deck too. I don't, you can't hear, but do it.
Do it.
Here we go.
Do it.
Anyways, just do it. Anyways, yeah, no, that's good. That's good. I think, yeah, at the end of the day, let's do what you like. I'm now on records. That's my thing right now. It's records.
I actually,
Well, actually, the Stanley Parable 8-bit thing has a record, so that I'm gonna get hopefully soon.
nice. I had won a giveaway, and one of the things I got was the Undertale records, which the soundtrack is fantastic anyway. But actually, the Husky. Which, if you are a longtime watcher of the podcast, and if you've watched it on
Obviously,
YouTube,
obviously.
you will have seen in multiple episodes that we have done the Husky come run around. She probably won't now. She had a very minor surgery, so she has the cone on, and she is a
She feels better
proverbial bull in a china shop. She's
soon.
acting completely normal.
Right.
And she's still peppy and stuff like that. She's a little tired, but because it's been a week, but she needs the cone on just for her stitches and stuff like that. But she probably won't come down now. But she actually chewed a little bit on the corner of that Undertale record set.
Oh no, and you
Didn't
cried a little bit.
a little bit didn't damage any of the records.
That's good.
But I was like, well, I guess I can finally open these up now and take a look at it. And the designs are cool on them. I also did get the Metal Gear Solid vinyl collection that they had just released a few years ago. Got the Final Fantasy VII vinyl collection. So hey, you're the one that brought up vinyls,
Boy,
so
hey, look, that's the Stanley Parable. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, when it comes down to it, gaming should be a hobby. I mean, if you can make a career out of it, great. That's awesome. The people that can make a have and can make a career out of gaming and enjoy doing that, by all means. But if gaming is your hobby, you should treat it like any other hobby. Like you said, if a collector's edition is out of your price range, don't push yourself just to get that and financially hurt yourself. This is by no means a money podcast. This is not,
If
anything
anything,
like
if you want to
that.
spend your money, just do so by supporting us on Ko-fi. We're on Ko-fi. You could support this podcast, and half of it goes to Beskar Snake's Extra Life campaign. So
So you're
it's only
helping
5 bucks a month.
You're helping Scouter out. You're helping Extra Life out. You're helping, you know. It's like the Mega Man E tank for Extra. You know, Extra Life, Whale Song. I'm just saying, you know, it can be a W for whales.
Yeah.
See?
Well,
you see, look at that. I like that.
Yeah. I mean, that's literally the reason why I bought Dredge, is one of my friends was like, they have whales in this. I'm like, sold. Let's go. Excuse the Jenga pieces. We're in October month this month, and that's why we're playing some spooky games this month, because
I want to push them over.
It is closer, so at some point I did move it closer today. Cause
so maybe if I scare you, you'll
I mean, most likely I'm gonna like. My PS4 is down here, and I'll play, of course, the greatest game ever, Resident Evil.
Metal Gear Solid. Oh, yeah. We said it at the same time.
So I had to back my chair up into it.
Yeah. Excellent. Perfect.
But. Yeah, so... Well, I think we're exhausted with this topic, but great to talk about it. It's really cool. If you guys listening or watching, whatever you prefer, want to comment on this, let me know. We'll definitely read it for next time.
Yeah. What is a collector's edition that you've gotten that you absolutely cherish? You know, what is the happiest, if you're a video game collector? What is the best collector's edition that you have gotten yourself? And what is the best collector's edition you've seen that you missed out on or you didn't get?
Yeah. And I collect cute little Hank plushies from, what was it called? Just little plushies and stuff, too. Just because. Bear and Breakfast. Hank. Yeah. From Bear and Breakfast. And they released another one, but I was like, I already have one. Yeah. And as much as he cute. Two. Yeah, as much as he cute he is, but good God. I was like, nah. I'm good with the one.
You should buy more Don't Starve stuff.
I do have Chester. I do have Chester. I wanted Chester for a long time. And it comes with a collector's thing with it.
I knew you had at least something. I couldn't remember.
Chester. I got Chester, and I think something else. And he comes with an eye too, like the eye bone.
Oh yeah, yep.
So
well, I mean, of course, how else is he gonna follow you?
Yeah. So and you could actually put stuff in this plushie too. And I'm not like I don't cuddle with it. Because I was like, no,
why not? What's wrong with you?
Well, because I don't want to ruin it.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, you've redeemed yourself. Fair enough.
Yeah. I do sleep with plushies, but anyways, it's fine. Hey. Who doesn't?
Hey, they're soft.
That's like my man card. I sleep with plushies. You're not a real man unless you sleep with plushies. I'm just kidding. No, it's yeah, plushies and cute crap like that. I'm a sucker for it.
Hey, you know, nothing wrong.
But yeah, I probably won't buy like bed and breakfast stuff again. Maybe. Oh no, I lie. They 8-bit has something, so I probably will buy something of that. So
immediately went from I will never do this. Actually, you know what?
You know what? I'm gonna buy that.
That is something that I'm.
Because they actually have two of them. One with
adding to cart right now.
Yeah, one with cart. I haven't bought it in a while since it was, and I should. Yeah. At the time it wasn't, I was like, no, and they still have it, so I could buy it. They had postcards, and then you could do a separate one where you get like a hotel, like that triangle thing. So if you want to comment on what you guys have a collector's edition of, please feel free. What you guys didn't buy because it's too costly or not worth your money or whatever, and
your hard-earned dollars.
Yeah, again, I was go with BioShock Infinite. I saw it again, and recently I was like, no, but still, I was just like, no, I can't. I have what I have, and I'm happy. And you know what? I don't need a statue that's just going to collect dust.
No.
I have Resident Evil 4 for that. But anyways, real quick, game day is coming up. Do you want to plug? What are you doing?
There's a potential that I will be going to my hospital again.
Oh, well, don't they have it? Some. Well, don't they have it in Missouri this year? Don't they? It's not too far from you.
Are Sorry. You talking about United?
Yeah, yeah.
That already passed.
Oh, crap.
I wasn't able to go, for game day itself.
Anyways, yeah.
I might be going to my hospital to stream with other members of my chapter, I guess, whatever you want to call it. But still not 100% sure on the logistics of that yet, or if I'm going to be able to do that. If not, I'm at least going to try to stream some on game day. It may not be the full 24 hours on that day, but I'm definitely going to try to do something. Still pushing just to raise money, as always, you know. So we love charities on this podcast. So
yeah, we do.
Don't you do you raise any money for any charities?
I do, but I know, well, by the time this podcast gets released, game day, so that's why I gave you the chance. Beskar raises money for Children's Hospital in Ohio, Cincinnati, right?
Columbus.
I got to see right.
The fact that you got a majority of it, I appreciate that.
Right now it's Orcatober. Hopefully release this before the end of the month, but it goes until the 31st. But all year round, I raise money for WDC, which is Whale and Dolphin Conservation. And if you want to know more, there's a podcast with Sally from WDC, and
heck,
she does.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I really got to. I'm so happy about that.
It's
you
a
have
great
no
podcast.
I was so a nervous wreck, as you saw. And again, Sally spent her time, and maybe they're gonna return.
Oh shoot!
I did maybe say that maybe we'll do another one. So
and hopefully I won't be.
Oh, yeah, it's so hard to schedule with them nonsense. With 7 hours difference. But yeah,
yeah,
it'll be end of the month, and then be back to normal fundraising for them, and then it'll be Jingle Jam, 2 weeks of raising money for them again. And actually, you get a game bundle, some games with I think 30 something pounds, I think around 35. I don't know offhand, around 30, give or take. Don't quote me. But around there, 30 pounds, and you get like 100 plus value of worth of games. So it's worth it. And if you don't like the game, you could gift it to somebody else who might like it. Or you already bought it, give it to this guy. He might like it. Or give it away for charity. Raise money for some charity and do it yourself.
Heck yeah.
So, all right. Well, if there's anything else, check out Beskar Snake. He's on Twitch. Shucks. It's right below his thing, right below him. You check out his Twitch, Beskar Snake, his Twitter, Smokin' Ace, W7. I'm at this one there. I promoted yourself, Scott of Stone 5.
Yes.
You can find this on YouTube, Scott of Stone 5. We post this every month on my channel. And then it's on Spotify, Robot Attack. We do stuff on Spotify, so check us out. Please give us a listen. Tell your friends, tell your dog, tell your cats. Tell your grandma. She'll love this podcast.
Tell your deli worker. Yeah. Your local deli worker. They'll love to hear it.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're buying your Capicola, you know.
Capicola. So we'll see you guys next month. We didn't talk about spooky stuff. What the hell?
Resident Evil Boo.
There you go. Thank you. That's the only time I'll get Resident Evil out of this guy, so we'll take it. All right. See you guys next time. Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.